Welcome to Cybersecurity Careers, a cybercrime magazine podcast series brought to you by the George Washington University. Ranking among the nation's best, the George Washington University is recognized as a national center of academic excellence in cyber defense research by the NSA and the DHS. To learn more about our sponsor, visit gwucareerseries.com. I'm your host, Hillary McClure, podcast host at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today is Professor Mark Duke, an adjunct professor for online engineering programs at the George Washington University. Welcome, Mark. It's so great to be speaking with you.
Thank you, Hillary. I'm happy to be here and happy to get the word out about a fantastic program we have at George Washington.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to talk about that more with you. But first, Mark, we are here to talk about how to break into the high demand industry of cybersecurity. But I think before we discuss that, as well as GWU's programming, I think a great place is by hearing more about your background and career, including how you became an adjunct professor at George Washington University.
Thank you, Hillary. And it's unique that I am not what we call a professor of academics. I'm a professor of practice. I served in the United States Army for 30 years. And while in that capacity, I was in the U.S. Signal Corps working in those days, what we call information security. And then it went into information assurance and now cybersecurity. But the unique thing was, is I was able to work in the tactical areas of the U.S. military for many years as a paratrooper with the 82nd Airborne and deploying many different areas for both humanitarian services and yet wartime services. But then that brought me to the strategic level, where then I worked for many directors of federal agencies and four-star generals. My most prominent job was working under the auspice of General Mike Hayden, who was the director of NSA, where I was able to really make a difference and shape the way the Department of Defense and now the federal government works in the aspect of how we shape the cybersecurity architecture in our different ecosystems. So once I was there in the strategic level, General Mike Hayden said, hey, where we need you, Mark Duke, is we need you to be a professor over at the National Defense University located at Fort McNair, Washington, D.C. And we need you to inject cybersecurity into the cyber working force. And this is where I've been as a primary senior professor is at the National Defense University. I was then introduced at that time to George Washington. They recruited me and they asked me if I'd be willing to come over and take my experiences and move it into their programs. And that was over 20 years ago, and it's been a wonderful ride and a journey in that we've shaped many of young men and women into the career field of cybersecurity. And I'm looking forward to each and every new class that we have come in.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for your service, by the way. I always want to make sure to say that. Well, I guess, Mark, my next question for you is, we know that there are millions of unfilled cybersecurity positions worldwide, and there are more than 700,000 open roles in the U.S. alone. And this is according to data from us at Cybersecurity Ventures. And I think these statistics are helpful, of course, but especially given your background, can you tell us more about what you observe as far as the cyber job landscape goes?
Well, as a cyber professional, I see the gaps. And it's one of my primary motivations to fill these gaps, because I certainly have to pass on the guide on, as we say in the military. I want to pass on the torch of light for others, because I'll have to hang up my tools one day. I want to make sure that we not only have a technical young cyber workforce, but we also have to have that mid-level management workforce and then let them migrate up to the senior level workforce. And there's big gaps in here, Hillary. One of the biggest deals is we have so many young men and women who are just leery about jumping into the field because they think that you have to have so much mathematics, so much, you already have to be a techno geek in order to get in. And that's far from the truth. Many folks, in order to get in, should find themselves a good mentor, a good cyber coach that's willing to take them under their wing and carry them through and not just be a momentary thing, but yet be a lifelong journeyman and coach them through their entire career. That's what we really take into heart when we bring in students to the our program here at George Washington. We become lifelong learners and lifelong coaches to these young men and women. And then again, Hillary, we also are now seeing a trend. I'm having lawyers, judges, high school principals, university professors who have little or no background in cybersecurity who are coming to our classes in order to get doused and to learn so that they have the ability to relate to their young audiences or their working force. So there are many gaps we have to fill. Our program is one of many, but we take great pride that our program does, in fact, set you up for good success.
And so with that context, Mark, what advice would you give to someone looking to start a career in cybersecurity?
There's another one. I'll say, Hillary, that I have many young men and women who reach out and they're like, I don't know where to begin. And one of the first things I try to inform the younger people is to get out there and look at all the various certifications that are offered out there. Because the first thing the younger group needs to look at is technical expertise. They need to get their appetite into all of those different technical fields. One of the areas that is really in hard need is of course, our supply chain and coding. Young men and women, there's a huge big gap in good software coding today because a lot of our coding doesn't have security built into it. We're always slapping it on at the end. So I advise the young men and women to seek out different certifications that will give them that technical advantage when submitting resumes. This is what the workforce is looking for. They certainly take great pride in trying to hire those that have these certifications that will get them in the door with a basic level of foundations so that they can move forward. But then, Hillary, I have these students who come to me and I have non-technical people who are interested in coming into the field. And it's these folks that I say, well, see what really is your appetite. Go for this cert. These are very small certs that you can get into that kind of get you excited. And then there's the major certs where you want to get in and get a CISSP and then go for the Gusto. That's one that I always recommend for people in the mid-level to senior level is you move into the CISSP. Any cert that begins with a C is certainly one that you want to seek if you're looking for having good cybersecurity skill sets, but being in the management or leadership track. These are some of the big gaps. But when young men and women are looking for, I just got to tell them, don't think that you've got to be a mathematician. Don't think that you got to be a computer scientist. You have to have that passion. You have to have that energy and enthusiasm to drive yourself. You can't be driven. You got to be a driver of your own self.
We'll be right back after this quick word from our sponsor.
The George Washington University ranks among the nation's best and is recognized as a national center of academic excellence in cyber defense research by the NSA and DHS. GWU offers three competitively priced online cybersecurity-focused Master of Engineering degrees, Cybersecurity Analytics, Policy and Compliance, and Cloud Computing. Get a world-class education that fits into your busy schedule. Visit GWUCareerSeries.com.
And we're back talking about cybersecurity careers. You know, you've talked about how education helps, but is there anything else you would share as far as what one stands to gain by getting an education in cybersecurity, perhaps going back if they already have a bachelor's degree, going back and getting a master's program or what have you? And I guess, how does that help set you apart as well?
Well, that's a very good question, Hillary, because in our program, I would say 60% of our students already have graduate level degrees. They realize that in order to work in the workforce today, whether you're cyber or not, you have to have a basic understanding of cyber fundamentals. I mean, we're all, you know, there was a day where we looked at the IT department as the system administrators. But Hillary, today, we're all system administrators, especially after this pandemic environment where we were all forced to go home. We became our own system administrators. At that time, most people took their home networks for granted. So when I bring folks in, I try to get them to understand, maybe if you don't understand your home network and you can't grasp the concepts of your home network, maybe this isn't the cup of tea for you. So we really go to the basics and get folks to understand the complexities of home networks and see if that will whet their appetite so that they can understand a very large global enterprise network from that perspective. But yes, we have quite a few people who come in that already have graduate level degrees that realize they're not competitive today if they can't look talk and be in the business world, not the cyber world, because a cyber person is really the enabler to a business function. And I think people get wrapped around the fact that they want to be a cyber champion and they want to be that techno geek. And that's not what the workforce is looking for. They're looking for a cyber champion that can take cyber emerging technology and incorporate that into the business functions. And that's one thing that we do at our program, Hillary, is we actually educate our students to not only read, write, but speak cybersecurity in a business form and not a technical form, so that they can relate better and make themselves more competitive in the workforce.
Okay. Yeah. My next question for you is, what other skills do you consider important to becoming, you know, and both an integral part of the cybersecurity community, but then also creating an edge for yourself to recruiters and hiring managers? So would you want to expand upon that?
Absolutely, Hillary. You know, one thing I go above and beyond in when I get a new group of students in, and one of the first things I ask them is that, how do you feel right now? How are you? Tell me if you are competitive or not. And they'll say, well, I think I'm pretty competitive. And I said, well, let's take a look at your resume. And this is one area, Hillary, I think that we have a huge gap. I wish there was some program that made resume building a priority in our educational systems, because I just see a lot of resumes that come in and folks say to me, hey, professor, I'm trying to get a job in cybersecurity and nobody's calling me. And I said, well, bring your resume in. And I had a student the other day, Hillary, who brought one in and had 28 pages of a resume.
Oh, no.
And I said, my goodness, no wonder you're not being called. So I said, we got homework to do tonight. Let's take this 28 pages, reduce it down to one page front and back, and let's submit it back out on USA Jobs. And Hillary, we did that. It was a tough pill to swallow for the student because they thought that 28 pages represented them. And in essence, it didn't. It really just compound the problem even worse. So we took that resume, we reduced it down to two pages, front and back, one piece of paper, and we submitted it. And yet this student got a phone call within 24 hours and was able to land a very senior level chief information security officer job within the federal government, a dream of theirs.
Oh, wow.
And yet the whole essence, Hillary, was they didn't brand themselves. They didn't make their outward presence passionate. And this is one thing I also tell my students is, you want to whet the appetite of the workforce. You got to let them know that you're passionate, that you're enthusiastic, that you're high energy, and that you're there to make a difference for them. And if they don't feel that in that one-page resume, you're not competitive. It's just one thing that I go above and beyond. When students come into my class, I'll say, Shinch, pass me your resume. Let's take a look at this and make sure that when you graduate with our degree, you not only have a sheepskin for a diploma, you have a good solid resume that you can go out and begin your journey.
Fantastic. Couldn't agree more. And I mean, I guess, Mark, any final thoughts for our audience and anything that we've covered or anything that we didn't yet discuss together?
Well, you know, Hillary, I'm excited to come out here and speak with you and speak to an audience of what I see as future cyber champions, because cyber champions will and can make a difference. One thing that I'm looking for is planting the seed of many cyber champions to help change the way we have legislative affairs in our government, because we lack cyber legislation. And this is because most of our congressional and Senate members have no understanding of the cyber language, the cyber skills. So therefore, it becomes a lower priority. We have 154 bills that have been proposed for cyber, and yet none of them have been signed. So I believe, Hillary, that as we in the George Washington and other university platforms promote and educate these young men and women, that they will filter up in age and move in and change the way our cyber environment is laid out, because we certainly need to have a good trust in cyber. We hear all the news on TikTok. We hear the news on all these ransomware attacks. And yet most of these different critical infrastructures that have been hit by ransomware attacks, they have very little cyber knowledge. And as a result, we become vulnerable as a nation. So this is where we take great pride in George Washington University, to plant the seed of a cyber champion and help nurture them through their journeys, not just give them a degree and walk away. We literally become that coach, that cyber mentor for life. And I'm proud to say that we have put students in many higher private industry firms. We have put many students in higher federal agency organizations, and not just here in the United States. We've done this globally. Our student bases cover the entire globe. So I can see that after my 20 years of being in this program, we have certainly made a difference, and yet we still have a ways to go, Hillary. So working with the young men and women to become a cyber champion, working with them to become competitive, working with them to have the good confidence that they can do this and that it's doable. And that's what we need to instill in them, is that good sense of pride and a good sense of confidence that they are and will be that super cyber champion out there.
Well, we are happy to join you in that process. So, Mark, it was just so wonderful having you on and speaking with you. And I hope that everything that you covered today helps someone in our audience become one of those cyber champions. So thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Hillary, and I've enjoyed talking to you today.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you, Mark.
Cybersecurity Careers is brought to you by the George Washington University. Ranking among the nation's best, the George Washington University is recognized as a national center of academic excellence in cyber defense research by the NSA and the DHS. The George Washington University offers three competitively priced online cybersecurity-focused Master of Engineering degrees, Cybersecurity Analytics, Policy and Compliance, and Cloud Computing. To learn more about our sponsor, visit gwucareerseries.com.